are you feeling? Can you hear me?
听得见吗
？Your
Okay, you can hear me now, right? Can you hear him?
听得见我吗？
啊，
可以吗？
啊，
我换。Hello, hello, 有吗？
Well, are you feeling fired up?
你们觉得是不是被火点燃了吗
？Good. We're going to be talking about tonight two subjects.
今天晚上我们要讲两个主题
，which hopefully will be of great interest to you.
啊，希望对你们都是觉得很有兴趣的课题。
They kind of do fit together.
啊，这两个课题其实彼此相关。
In that, to pray for one, you must also pray for the other.
啊，所以当我们为一样事情来祷告，我们也必须为另外一样事情祷告。
And the mystery prayer subjects.
啊，今天晚上这个神秘的这个祷告的课题。
If I can remember where I'm going.
如果我可以找得到我要去的那个经节的话。
Yeah, the mystery prayer subjects are about Israel.
我们今天晚上这个奥秘的这个祷告的主题是关于以色列。
And about America.
也关于美国。
Israel has never needed more prayer than Israel needs today.
以色列有史以来从来没有像今天这么样的需要祷告。
And America has never needed more prayer than America needs today.
美国也从来有史以来没有像今天这么样的需要祷告。
But really, to pray effectually for America, you need to be praying for Israel as well.
事实上，你要能够很有效的为美国祷告的话，你也必须要为以色列祷告。
So we're going to talk about both issues.
所以我们今天要讲这个两个课题。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, I thank you once again for the powerful presence that you visited us with earlier.
主啊，我们为你刚刚在敬拜的时候有强有力的同在来献上感谢。
And we pull, Father, on that spirit of wisdom and revelation.
主啊，我们要拉动你这个智慧跟启示的灵。
That we might be taught your mind, your heart, your will, and your ways.
主啊，以至于我们拉动你的时候，你就可以教导我们你的心、你的想法、你的智慧跟你的方式。
And be enlarged thereby.
主啊，也求你来扩张我们。
We thank you for helping me tonight, Lord, to share your heart.
主啊，我们来谢谢你，你来帮助我们今天晚上来分享你的心。
And helping those who are here tonight to receive and understand your heart.
也帮助那一些在座的能够来领受、来接受、来明白你的心。
We give you praise, Lord.
我们给你来，我们向赞美你。
In Jesus' name.
奉基督的名。Amen.
Now I'm going to share some things with you about the position and the condition of Israel.
我今天要跟你分享，就是说，以色列现在的它的位置，它的状况。
Then we will talk about America.
然后我们就讲讲美国。
But I'd like to ask you a question before we get started.
我们开始之前呢，我想先问你一个问题。
I don't want you to be shy or bashful or feel bad because I am Jewish.
你们不要因为我妮塔是犹太人就觉得就很害羞或者是觉得不好意思或者有什么其他的想法。
Because when brothers and sisters come together, there's no condemnation.
因为当弟兄姐妹在一起的时候，我们彼此当中其实没有咒诅。
But I'm going to ask you to be very open and very honest, be very vulnerable to me tonight.
我很希望你们能够真正完全的敞开自己，即使就是说你们稍微冒一点险没关系。
I'd like to know by a show of hands.
我等一下想请你们举个手，我想看看。
How many of you who are here tonight believe this concept?
就是我要做个调查，就是说我等一下讲这个概念，有多少人是相信这个概念的
？How many of you believe that Israel, the Jewish people throughout the world?
多少人哈相信普世的犹太人？
Have suffered the many sufferings, the Holocaust, the persecutions, and so on that they've gone through.
他们在历年历代之间经历的这个所有的这些苦难跟大屠杀。
Because they crucified Christ and they said, "Let His blood be upon our children and our children's children.
有多少人相信说他们受了这些苦难是因为当他们钉死耶稣了在十字架上的时候他们宣称说、让这些、流血的罪在我们身上也流到我们子孙身上。
How many of you believe that their sufferings have come as a result of that and the rejection of the Messiah?
有多少人相信说他们今天这些年间的受苦是因为他们、拒绝了弥赛亚、而且是他们做了那样的行为。
Just raise your hand with me.
相信的人请举手。
That's okay. It's okay.
好。
I want you to know that you fit in nicely with the rest of the church.
我要让你知道，就是说你们举手的人，你跟这个教会一般的那个看法是一致的。
You'd be amazed at how many Christians believe just as you believe.
你们是会很惊讶的发现，其实教会里有许许多的人跟你们想法是一样。
But I'm going to help you understand the fallacy of that belief.
但是呢我今天晚上要帮助你们呢来澄清说刚才这个想法呢其实是错误的。
If I had an hour to、share just on this one subject I would go into great depth in the scripture to show you why that is incorrect.
如果我能够有一个小时的时间呢我就能够进到圣经里头用的章节很详细的跟你说明说刚刚那个论点是不正确的。
But we don't have an hour so let me share with you、just a few things that will help clarify.
但是即使我们今天晚上没有一个小时的时间但是我也会跟你、摘要的讲几个重点所以我们来澄清这点
How many of you remember the prayer that Jesus prayed when he was on the cross?
有多少人记得耶稣基督在十字架上所做的祷告
When he said Father forgive them for they know not what they do
耶稣在十字架上说父啊赦免他们因为他们所做的他们不知道
Do you remember that prayer?
记得这样的祷告吗
How many of you believe that the Father answered that prayer when the Lord prayed it?
有多少人相信说当我们的主这样祷告的时候天父是已经应承了他这个祷告
If the Father answered that prayer when the Lord prayed it, then the Jewish people were forgiven for their part.In the crucifixion of the Lord.
如果当时我们的天父是已经应允了我们主耶稣的祷告的话，那犹太人把耶稣钉死在十字架上的罪，当时就已经被天父赦免了。
And when they prayed, "Let His blood be upon our children and our children's children," that prayer was erased.
也换句话说，那些犹太人以色列人说，他们说让他这个杀耶稣的血流到我们跟我们子孙身上的这一个祷告已经被抹除了。
Because they prayed that prayer or they spoke those words in ignorance.
因为他们讲那些话是出于无知。
So the Lord prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
因此我们的主耶稣就这样祷告说天父啊原谅他们因为他们所做的是什么他们不知道
Further he was praying that same prayer for the、Gentile people who played their role
而且他进一步的用这个祷告呢也是其实是为所有的外邦人他们这个、他们在这件事情上有份他还为他们、免除这个、罪责
Because they also did not know what they were doing.
因为这些外邦人也不知道他们才做的是什么。
If they would have known that they were crucifying the Lord of Glory, they wouldn't have crucified him.
因为这些外邦人如果他们知道他们正在钉死的是一个荣耀的神的话，他们是不会这样做的。
Neither the Jew nor the Gentile.
所以既不是犹太人，也不是外邦人。
Further, the Lord said to the Father.
更进一步呢我、主耶稣呢对天父说
You have provided for me a body to offer
你呢为我预备了一个身体以至于我能够把这个身体呢来献给你
And he said further No man takes my life from me
而且他更进一步说呢老实讲是没有任何人呢能够把我的命呢从我这里夺去的
And he helped the whole world understand that he was going to lay down his life for his sheep
因为他希望的全世界的人呢都知道他是要为了他的羊把他的生命来倾倒摆上
That he alone had the power to yield up his life
I'm sorry
He alone had the power to yield up his life
唯有他自己有这一个权柄权能能够把他的生命来摆上
And he alone had the power to pick it up again
而且唯有他有这个能力把他的生命再拉起来
So although the Jew and the Gentile actually participated in the crucifixion.
虽然呢，那一些犹太人跟外邦人呢，有参与这一个钉十字架的行动。
The Lord gave up His life as a crucified lamb from the beginning of the foundation of the world.
但是呢，我们的主呢，把他的生命呢，在全世界创造之先呢，他就已经把他的生命舍了。
So the Lord, understanding that all mankind was playing out the drama of history.
因此呢，我们主呢，了解呢，是整个人类的这个历史呢，不过是把他所计划里头，他所掌握的这个历史来演示出来而已。
They were being driven by forces unknown.
这些事情呢，会发生呢，是由一些所不知道、不知名的这个力量来推动的。
So he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
因此呢，耶稣基督对天父说，父啊，请原谅他们，因为他们做的是什么，他们不知道。
The minute his son prayed that prayer,
在天父的儿子做这样祷告的那一分钟，
if the door of salvation was open to the Gentile,
那个救恩的门呢，就是向这个所有的外邦人敞开。
The door of salvation was also open to the Jew.
如果那门向外邦人敞开的话，那个门也救恩的门也同样的向所有的犹太人敞开。
That was demonstrated by the ripping of the veil from top to bottom.
这个门对犹太人敞开呢，你可以看到这个圣殿的幔子呢，从头顶到地裂开，是一个验证。
If he prayed the prayer regarding the people that participated in the crucifixion.
如果耶稣的这个祷告呢，是有关于参加的整个钉十字架行动的这些人
，He prayed it for all races.
他这个祷告呢，是对各个族类都有效的
，Jew and Gentile.
犹太人跟外邦人。
Furthermore,
更进一步来说
，Although it was the Roman and it was the Jews that put him on the cross.
虽然当时呢是罗马人跟犹太人把主耶稣放在十字架上。
The truth is that although they put the nails in his hands,
尽管当时是把那个钉子放在他手上的事，他们做的。
It was your sin and mine that put him on the cross.
但是事实上呢，是你的罪跟我的罪把我们的主耶稣放在十字架上的。
So if the Father did not forgive the Jewish people of that day for their part in the crucifixion.
因此如果我们说我们的天父如果那一天没有原谅那一些钉耶稣十字架的那些犹太人的话
Neither is the rest of the world forgiven
那如果是真的是这样的话那全世界其他的人的罪全部也都没有被赦免
And if he did not forgive the world for the world's part in the Lord's crucifixion
如果天父呢没有原谅全世界因为我们全世界的人都有份的在耶稣基督被钉十字架这件事情上面
The door of salvation is closed to all men
那如果天父没有原谅我们所有的人的话那个救恩的门对所有的人类都是关闭的
So you see the sufferings of the Jewish people have not been promoted because of the rejection of the Messiah or even the words that they spoke as he was walking downthe trail to the cross.
The what was not promoted?
The sufferings of the Jewish people.
Oh, so 这个犹太人的这个历史历代的受苦呢，并不是因为耶稣基督在受难日经走向这个钉十字架道路，以及那天所有发生在他身上的事情，并不会因为这样子使犹太人更应当受到苦楚。
So, in the last Holocaust, some of the greatest heroes.
在二十世纪大战这个德国这个大谋杀里头，谋杀犹太人这个事件里头
，reaching out to save Jewish people from that horrible Holocaust，
有许许多多的英勇伟大的人呢，伸出他们的手呢，去挽救犹太人的生命，从这一个大谋杀里头
，were actually Japanese and Chinese people，
而这些伸手去帮助犹太人的，事实上还有许多是日本人和中国人。
In fact, some Japanese and some Chinese suffered tremendously to help save Jewish people.
事实上呢，有一些日本人呢，跟中国人呢，受到非常大的这个苦难呢，因为他们去帮助犹太人当时。
Putting that aside, I'm going to tell you why the Holocaust occurred.
我们把这个暂时摆在一边，然后我现在跟你解释为什么二十世纪大战纳粹的这个大谋杀为何会发生。
Would you like to know why it occurred?
想知道为什么它发生吗？
On God's part,
从神的角度来说
He allowed it
神是允许这件事情发生了
Because it was his purpose to bring forth the rebirth of the nation of Israel
因为呢是神的目的要透过这个事情 来带出以色列国的重新被 建立
In a visitation to a very dear friend of mine
当神有一次来亲自来造访我一个非常好的朋友
The Lord spoke to him, shared with him face to face
我们的神呢就对他讲跟他分享是面对面的这样告诉他
and told him he had to allow the Holocaust
告诉我这个朋友神说他必须允许这个大屠杀的发生
because it was in his heart it was his desire to give rebirth to the nation of Israel
因为那是在我们主的心里头在他的心的深处他非常希望以色列国重新被建立在地上
But because of the mindset of the nations of the world,
但是因为当时地上诸国各国的心理状态
they never would have allowed the nation of Israel to be reborn.
因为人世间的这些国家的心理状态，他们是绝对不会允许以色列国在地上再被建立
without something as catastrophic as the Holocaust.
除非有一个像这样灾难性极其严重的大屠杀来发生不然的话其他国家不会允许以色列重新复国
It took something that catastrophic
必须要经由这样的一个灾难性的事件
for the nations of the world to have compassion for Israel
以至于世上的各国才能够对以色列人有怜悯
And to be willing to allow them to have their nation.
以至于他们才愿意让以色列人重新有他们的国家。
That's God's part.
这个是从神的观点来说。
Satan's part is this.
我们从撒旦的观点来看。
He devised the Holocaust.
撒旦呢，设计了这一个犹太人的大屠杀
because it will be the spiritual rebirth of Israel that will bring in the millennial kingdom
正因为撒旦害怕就说要把这一个千禧年的国度带进来是必须要透过犹太国的重新被建立
it will be the spiritual rebirth of Israel that will bring the Lord Jesus Christ back to earth
是要透过犹太国的属灵这个的犹太国的重新建立呢才能够带回我们主耶稣基督第二次降临在世界上
If you can annihilate the world of Jewish people
如果你能够推动这个所有的这个the world of Jewish
If you can remove the Jewish people out of the world
你如果可以把全世界所有的这个犹太裔的人呢全部就除掉了
Then how do you have a Messiah for Jewish people?
那这样的话就不会有一个弥赛亚这个来拯救犹太人。
Because this is an intricate part of God's plan.
因为这是神的计划里头一个非常关键的一个部分。
His heart was to thwart the return of the Lord.
所以这个撒旦他的计划呢，就是要尽量的拖延破坏主耶稣的再来。
And to thwart the The millennial reign.
而且也是要尽量来拖延呢这个千禧年的国度在建立在地上。
By ridding the world of Jewish people.
他的方法呢就是要从全世界上呢让犹太人绝迹。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
这样明白吗
？On man's part.
从人类的角度来看
，The Holocaust occurred because of the greed of men.
这个大屠杀的是。发生的是因为人类的贪婪
They eyed the wealth of the Jewish people in Europe
他们呢眼睛呢就贪图呢犹太人在欧洲的财富
They coveted that wealth
他们呢要贪想要得到犹太人的那个财富
So they began the systematic persecution of the Jewish people
因此那么他们就有系统的开始展开来对犹太人的迫害
part of that persecution was to take their banks to take their businesses to take their investments
所以这些迫害呢包括呢没收他们的银行夺取他们 的这个生意抢夺他们的财产
and to give it to the European Gentile
然后呢把这些财产夺过来之后呢给欧洲裔的非以色列人
In fact, that was the reason of the Holocaust clear back in the days of Egypt.
事实上呢，这也是在埃及那个时代呢产生这个大迫害、大屠杀的同样的原因。
Every time you see a Holocaust of the Jewish people, you see greed is behind, is the motivating factor.
每一次你看到犹太人在历史上被大迫害的时候，那个贪婪的心都是他背后的动机。
The Gentiles want the wealth of the Jewish people.
那些非犹太的外邦人呢，想要犹太人的财产。
So there you have the three dimensions of what created the awful catastrophe of the Holocaust.
所以我们刚刚已经从三个角度来分析了那个极其可怕的这个大屠杀，在二次世界大战的时候。
Notice that none of those three points included the Jewish rejection of the Messiah.
请留意哈，刚才讲的这个三个角度呢，并没有包括犹太人他把弥赛亚钉十字架的这个原因在内。
When you study the Old Testament,
当我们来研读旧约圣经的时候，
you see that the Bible says many times in many ways,
我们就看到圣经上说有许许多多的时刻，有许许多多不同的方法。
That God knew that the Jewish people would not be restored to him until the terminology you find often in the Old Testament is in the last days.
神其实知道，多次多方的说了，犹太人是不会回归到主里头，一直到神用这个字眼，就是说在末期末后的日子。
So if God knows that the Jewish people are not going to come home until the last days,
如果神知道犹太人要一直等到末后的日子才回家，
it would be foolish for him to spend 2,000 years punishing a race of people he said he loved.
假如神是清楚知道不到最后的日子他不会回，犹太人不会回家的话，那看起来神应该是如果在这个过程当中用2000年来惩罚犹太人，好像不太明智。
How many of you came to love God because he punished you over and over and over again?
在座有多少位呢？你变成这个爱神呢，是因为神一而再再而三的处罚你。
How many of you came to love God because you realized he loved you?
有多少人呢来爱神呢，是因为你忽然明白神其实是爱你的。
That's why the Bible says that it is his long suffering that leads us to repentance.
所以那是为什么圣经上说呢，因为是长久的痛苦带出悔改。
And it will be the same with the Jewish people.
因此呢，这同样的道理呢也适用在犹太人的身上。
Not the whipping of men's hands,
不是因为人手上的这个鞭打，
but the loving revelation of the Holy Spirit into our hearts.
而是呢，神圣灵把神的爱启示到我们心里头。
Now, do you understand why the Jewish people have suffered?
现在你了解为什么犹太人要经历这个苦难了吗？
How many of you can see God's wisdom?
有多少人可以看到神的智慧？
How many of you can see man's cruelty?
有多少人可以看到人的残忍？
How many of you can say, well, it must be that the Jewish people, God still loves them?
有多少人愿意说是一定是因为犹太人神仍然爱他们？
Very good. Okay, that is the foundation for what I'm about to say.
刚才我们是为我们今天晚上要分享的信息打了一个基础。
Turning your Bibles, please, to Romans 9.
我们请翻到罗马书第九章。
Let's start with verse 4.
我们看第九章第四节。罗马书
go down to verse 6。
罗马书第九章第四到第六节，他们是以色列人，那儿子的名分、荣耀、诸约、律法、礼仪、应许，都是他们的。列祖就是他们的祖宗，按肉体说，基督也是从他们出来的。他是在万有之上永远可称颂的神。阿们。第六节， 这不是说神的话落了空，因为从以色列生的不都是以色列人。
So Paul says,
所以保罗这样说，
For the Israelites, to them belong God's adoption.
神的这个adoption， 神的领养是他们的。
It's nice for them to help you when you need it.
Absolutely. They are ever ready.
For to them belong God's adoption.
对，这个神的领养，神的认领是属于以色列人的。
What happened at the cross?
在十字架上发生什么事呢？
Israel was shifted from one covenant to a new covenant.
以色列呢，是从一个约呢，被转移到一个新约。
God had adopted them as sons.
神呢，其实把他们认领作神的儿子们。
In the old covenant,
是在旧约里头呢，把他们认领的。
And secured them by a teacher.
而且呢，神用一个教师呢来保护他们。
To teach them how to walk with him.
来教导他们呢，怎么样来与神同行。
This teacher was the law.
这个教师呢，就是旧约的律法。
The law was never meant to be a means of forgiveness.
这个律法呢，从来就不是为了要为赦罪而来设计的。
But it was a guidance system to teach them how to walk with God.
而是实际上呢，这个律法呢，是一个教导的体系。来教导他们怎么样能够与神同行。
Until their maturity would come and they would be able to walk in the life of the Spirit.
教导他们的目的，以至于希望他们能够长大成熟，然后他们有一天能够在圣灵里头来行走。
So in the cross and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因此呢，这个十字架以及主耶稣基督的复活。
Before he went to the cross, Jesus made a new covenant with Israel.
在主耶稣上十字架之前，主耶稣跟以色列订立了一个新的约。
In this new covenant, he secured it with his blood the night that he had the Passover dinner with his disciples.
在逾越节晚餐的那一天晚上，他跟他的门徒呢，他就用他的血呢跟他们立了一个新约。
He said to his disciples, "This is my body, which has been broken for you."
他跟他门徒说，这是我的身体，我的身体为你们剥开了。
Of the wine, he said, "And this is my blood that is poured out for the what? New covenant."
他是指着那个杯中的酒说，这是我的血为你们倾倒，是为了立新约的血。
How many of his disciples were Gentiles?
你知道有多少位在当时他的那个门徒里头是非犹太人？
Zero.
零。
They were all Jewish.
那十二位全部都是犹太人。
What he was saying to his Jewish disciples was,
他当时对着他的犹太籍的门徒说的是什么意思呢？
This is the blood of the new covenant I am making tonight with Israel.
这是新约的血，我今天晚上与以色列人立新约。
A covenant which I will solidify with my very life within the next 3 days.
这一个新约呢，在未来几天呢，我会用我自己的生命呢，来为它盖章生效。
Who is the new covenant made with?
这个新约是跟什么人定啊？
Israel.
跟以色列定的。
The same people that the old covenant was made with.
是跟那个旧约的对象是同样的人，就是以色列人。
Israel was God's adopted sons.
以色列人，以色列这个国是神他所领养的孩子。
To them belong God's adoption.
这个神的这个领养是属于他们的。
That was secured with the new covenant that he made with his life and resurrection.
今天呢，这一个领养呢，他这个新约呢，是用他的生命以及他的复活来巩固坚固的。
Now, think about this for a moment.
我们在这上面再想一想。
At what point did God push Israel aside and say, "I will make the church Israel"?
在哪一个时间点上，神把以色列人推到一边，然后说我神要把教会变成新以色列人。
You can't find it anywhere in the Bible.
神在圣经上你找不到他在哪里说这样的话。
It is a doctrine that is taught many places throughout the body of Christ.
但是这一个教导呢，在教会许许多的地方都这样教的。
But you have to pull many scriptures out of context to believe that.
你必须要把许许多多处的经文断章取义，才可能来证明刚才讲的那一点。
Jesus Christ did not make a covenant with his very life with Israel, only to reject Israel behind the making of that covenant.
主耶稣并没有要向以色列人用他自己的生命来立约，然后这个立约的目的并不是为了等一下他就要把以色列推到一边，不在这个约之内。
Am I right?
是这样吗？
So God at no time replaced Israel with the church.
所以我们看到神并没有在任何时候用教会来替代以色列人。
So would you like to know what did happen and why there's a church and why there's an Israel?
所以我们是不是进一步来说明，那到底发生了什么事呢？为什么会有这边有一个教会，那边有个以色列呢？
Because God still had a heart for the Gentile.
那是因为神仍然对非以色列的外邦人有一个爱心。
He made a new covenant with Israel.
尽管神是跟以色列人定了一个新约，
Knowing in his heart and in his mind.
清楚明白在神的心里头，
that he fully intended to bring the Gentile into Israel's covenant.
神的本意呢是清楚的，本来就是准备要把外邦人非以色列人带进跟以色列人所定的这个新约里头。
So that the Gentile people of the world have now been given entrance into Israel's covenant.
以至于呢，神就为世上的所有的非以色列人开门，让他们能够进来，进到以色列人的新的约里头。
Okay, now you can read Romans 8, Romans 9, 10, and 11 on your own time.
你可以在自己的时间去读罗马书九、十、十一三章。
And it is the scriptural backing for what I just told you.
这三章呢，就给你这个圣经的出处来支持我刚才跟你解释的这些道理。
For God so loved the world, He so loved what?
The world.
The world.
因为神爱世人，神爱什么？神爱世人。
It does not say that God so loved the Gentiles.
他这个经文不是说神真是只爱非以色列人。
That He gave His only begotten Son.
然后他把他唯一独生的爱子。
That the Gentiles through him might be saved.
以至于非以色列的外邦人就透过他可以得救。
It doesn't say that, does it?
经文不是这样说的。
But he so loved the world.
因为神甚爱世人，全世界的人。
The Gentile and the Jew.
包括以色列人跟非以色列人。
That he gave his only begotten son that the
world. 因此他就把他独一的爱子给全世界，
might be saved.
以至于全世界的人都能够被得救。
The only way to have salvation,
这唯一得到救恩的方法，
is to be brought into the covenant.
是唯一得到救恩的方法，是我们被带进这一个约，
through believing in Jesus Christ the Messiah.
透过相信耶稣就是基督，就是那位弥赛亚。
Being brought into the covenant makes you an adopted. What? That's right.
我们就一透过这个相信呢，我们就被带进这个约，成为被神所领养的儿子们。
So it started with Israel, and now it has covered the Gentile world.
这个约呢，是从犹太人开始，然后现在包括所有的非犹太世界。
Also to Israel belongs the glorious presence, the Shekinah.
而且呢，神的这个荣耀呢，是属于以色列的。
And what we just covered with them, the special covenants were made.
对于以色列人来讲呢，是神有一个特别的新约。
To them was the law given.
对他们，对以色列人，这个律法是给以色列人的。
The law was given to reveal God's holiness and man's sinfulness.
这个律法给以色列人是为了要显现神的圣洁跟人的罪性。
So the Jewish nation became the revelation of God to the world.
所以呢，那个犹太裔的这个国家呢，就成为神对全世界的一个启示。
To them, the temple worship was revealed.
针对以色列人呢，这个圣殿的敬拜是神启示给他们的。
And God's own promises announced.
而且神自己亲自的应许也宣告给他们。
Because God chose Israel, the world would come to know that it had a Savior.
因为神拣选了以色列，全世界才可能知道说我们是有一位救主的。
Now remember that the Gentile is being brought into Israel's covenants. Say covenants.
Say covenant. 我们要记得这个外邦人是被带进。以色列人的 covenant 的约
the Gentile is being brought into the glorious Shekinah that Israel was bequeathed.
Shekinah and bequeathed, I don't understand.
the glorious presence. And bequeathed.
Demonstration?
No. You know, given as an inheritance. Very good.
神的荣耀是给以色列人做他们的财产的，我们是被带进他们的财产的。
What did you say?
I said what I understand you said.
Okay, so the Gentile is brought into the glorious Shekinah through what?
Through the covenant?
Yes.
外邦人是透过什么？被带进神的荣耀的同在，是透过什么？是透过约，神跟以色列人的约。You'll learn Chinese pretty soon.
Yeah, I will. So, it's beginning to sound like Israel is a pretty good deal, right?
我们是不是开始发现说，这个以色列人好像是对我们来说蛮有好处的哈？
To Israel belong the patriarchs. Now see, it's happening to me. to Israel belong the patriarchs.
这个先祖就是以色列人先祖是属于以色列人的。
Father Abraham.
亚伯拉罕。
Father Isaac.
以撒。
Father Yaakov.
雅各以色列。
All of these are the fathers of the Israel, and they are also the fathers of the faith.
这些所有信心之父，原本都是以色列人之父。
So, through Israel, we have the patriarchs, and we have the Gentiles coming in to be sons of the patriarchs.
所以我们其实是透过这个约，我们都能够变成这些以色列人先祖信心里头的后裔。
And then he builds up to the most supreme of all, and he says, "And as his natural descent was concerned, from them is the Christ."
然后他把他提这个经文把他抬到最高点，他说从肉体说耶稣基督也是犹太人的后裔。
So you enter into the Christ.You automatically enter into Israel.
所以当你进入基督的话，你就自然地进入以色列。
God does not do away with Israel to make the church Israel.
神并没有要消灭以色列人，然后又把教会来代替以色列人。
But he allows the church to become part of Israel to take part of these glorious things which have been given to Israel.
而神的心意呢，是允许教会呢进入成为以色列的一部分，以至于他们可以继承神要在这个圣经上面所给以色列人的这些荣耀的这些遗产。
Do you understand?
这样清楚吗？
Raise your hand if you understand.
清楚请举手。
Your hand's getting lots of exercise tonight. Why am I sharing all this with you?
我干嘛跟你讲这么多啊？
What did he say?
Why am I saying so much to you tonight?
Because
因为
if you believe that God is done with Israel,
因为假如你错误地相信说神已经不要以色列了，
why pray for Israel?
那你干嘛为以色列祷告呢？
But
但是
if you understand that Israel has become your brother,
但是如果你明白说以色列其实是我们的弟兄，
what do you do with a prodigal brother?
那你就对于这个浪子要怎么处理呢？
You pray.
你祷告，为他祷告。
Got to bring that boy home.
必须要把那个浪子带回家。
That's why I'm covering this with you tonight.
这就是为什么我今天不厌其烦地跟你解释这个事情的缘故。
God has a prodigal out there and he's called our Jewish brother.
神有一个浪子才游荡在外，但是他叫我们叫他说是我们犹太裔的弟兄。
He's not a stranger on a strange shore. He is our brother.
他不是一个流浪的人，在一个客居的地方，他们是我们的弟兄。
And our brother is in need of prayer.
而且我们的弟兄急需要被带到。
He bore the heat of the day.
他今天在承受一个极大的一个灾难。
He was never given the wisdom and the revelation that the church has.
这个弟兄呢，从来没有领受到神对教会所给的启示，从来没有直接给这个弟兄。
Israel never rejected the wisdom and the revelation of the Messiah.
以色列人呢，从来没有拒绝这个对于基督弥赛亚的这个启示。
There was much wisdom, much revelation given to the church that was never given to Israel.
有许许多多神给教会的启示跟智慧是从来没有给过以色列人的。
Israel fulfilled its part in bringing forth the Messiah.
以色列人完成了他们的该扮演的角色，也就是说把这个弥赛亚这个基督带到这世界的舞台上来。
The Gentile church will fulfill its role in bringing the Jewish brother back to the Messiah.
这个非以色列人的教会呢，也必须要承担起我们的使命呢，就是要把这个犹太裔的弟兄呢，把他们带回到这个弥赛亚也基督的面前。
This is the heart that we should have for Israel.
这就是我们对以色列人应该要有的心。
Romans 10:1.
罗马书十章一节。
Just go ahead and read it.
罗马书十章一节这样说：弟兄们，我心里所愿的，向神所求的，是要以色列人得救。
Now go back over here to Romans 9.
我们如果回到罗马书第九节。
I'm going to have him read verses 1-3.
我们再读一遍罗马书第九章1-3节。我在基督里说真话，并不谎言。由我良心被圣灵感动给我做见证，我是大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛，为我弟兄我骨肉之亲，就是我自己被咒诅与基督分离，我也愿意。
So we are to have a heart that is so devoted to the salvation of Israel.
因此我们应该要有这个心，这个心是这样专注的为以色列人得救而来代祷。
That we would be willing to expend even our very life for the salvation of Israel.
好像保罗一样，我们甚至于为了以色列的得救，我们宁可上吊自己生命，性命也愿意。
Was that the Lord's heart toward Israel?
那是我们神主的心对以色列是这样的心吗？
Say yes.
请说是的。
You get an A.
你说是的的话，你就得 A.
So if it was the Lord's heart toward Israel, how much should it be our heart toward Israel?
既然这是神对以色列人的心，那我们的心岂不是更应该这样来对待以色列人吗？
Chapter 11, verse 1.
第十一章第一节，我且说，神弃绝了他的百姓吗？断乎没有，因为我也是以色列人，亚伯拉罕的后裔，属便雅悯支派的。
So it says it very clearly, doesn't it?
这里就讲得再清楚明白不过了，对不对？
God, say this with me. God has never rejected Israel.
God has never rejected Israel.
Is that what the Bible says?
圣经这样说吗？神从来没有弃绝以色列。
If the Bible says it, we can rely on it.
如果圣经是这样说的话，那我们应该可以相信圣经，对不对？
If he has never rejected Israel, then he yearns for and longs for the salvation of his people by the flesh. His natural kinsman.
所以圣经既然这样说，神从来没有弃绝以色列，那当然主耶稣是一直的盼望，就是他的骨肉之亲能够得救。
So Paul is saying, and this is evidence that God has not rejected Israel. I are one.
就是保罗就是跟在跟你们讲说，我就给你一个最好的证明嘛，神没有弃绝以色列吗？因为我就是一个以色列人。
And we have new evidence today, because I are one.
我们今天还有一个新的证据呢，就是妮塔牧师也是一个以色列人。
So what is our heart to be for Israel?
所以我们的心对以色列人要怎么样呢？
Israel, holiness unto himself. He showed that to me in a fantastic vision clear back in the early 80s.
在八十年代的初期，神清楚地向我显现说，神呼召以色列人要对神成为圣洁。
So our prayer must be,
所以我们的祷告必须要，
we're not going to touch that which belongs to God. Amen.
属于神的我们不要去摸它。
By speaking negatively against that which he loves.
我们不要对那个神所亲爱的我们说一些负面的话。
Am I right?
这样对不对？
So he says holiness unto the Lord. Is Israel a holy nation right now?
神说以色列要对神成为圣洁，那我请问你，以色列人现在是一个圣洁的国家吗？
For those of you who have not been over there like I have been so many times,
或许当中你们有许多人不像我一样，我去过那边很多次了。
I can promise you they are not a holy people.
我可以给你打包票，他们不是一个圣洁的族类现在。
In fact, it looks like they wrote the dictionary for the word worldliness.
看起来就是他们好像是为这个属世界的这个名词呢下定义的一个国家。
Yet, God says they are holiness unto the Lord.
然而神却说他们是对神是圣洁的。
What he means by this is, I have separated them out for myself, don't touch them.
所以神这样说的意思呢，就是说我把他们分别为圣，你不要去碰他们。
You speak righteously over them. You speak holiness over them. You speak the words of God over them.
你对他们要宣告圣洁的话语，你要对他们宣告神的话语，你要对他们宣告正直的话语。
Because the truth is that Israel and the Jewish people throughout the world,
因为真理的真实的真理是这样的，普世的犹太人
with all of their worldliness.
尽管他们有这么多的属世俗的属世界的这些言行
are still God's beloved.
要搞清楚他们即使是这样仍然是神所心爱的。
He even said through the prophet Hosea,
神甚至于对何西阿先知说，
As often as I speak against you,
他说即使呢我常常就是责备你，
I love you still.
我还是很爱你。
So it's as though he's saying to us, look, if I complain about my son Israel,
这个就好比是说神跟我们讲说， 他自己在家里责备他家里的孩子。
That's one thing. But remember, I love him still.
就是我在家里管教我的孩子是我的事情，你要搞清楚，我还是爱他们的。
And the nations of the world better not be speaking evil against him.
所以这个世界上的列国最好不要来说对以色列说邪恶的话。
Okay, so do we understand Israel's position?
这样我们就知道以色列人在神心目中的地位了吗？
Do we understand Israel's condition?
我们也知道以色列今天那个状况嘛。
Which should draw out of our heart not judgment but compassion.
因此我们的心呢，对以色列呢，不是要有个审判的心，而是要有一个怜悯的心。
Okay, I'm going to take just a few more minutes, and I'm going to share one last thing with you about Israel, and then we'll quickly move through America. And then we're going to pray.
Yeah, 我再分享一个关于以色列的事情，然后我们就讲美国，然后我们再一起祷告。
The first time I took a prayer tour through Israel.
我第一次呢有一个祷告的旅行呢就经过以色列。
It is a team of people that were going to be praying with me around the land.
就是这一群人呢要跟我一起呢在以色列这个土地上呢来祷告。
I spent the first night with the Lord.
我第一天晚我花了第一天的晚上跟与主在一起。
He came and woke me up in the middle of the night and took me up into the heavens.
神呢那第一天晚上呢就把我叫醒然后把我带到这个天堂去了
He kept me up there awake all night long
他让我那整个晚上都醒着
Praying for Israel
为以色列祷告
And he said I'm going to teach you how to pray for Israel
神就跟我说我要教你怎么样为以色列祷告
He gave me scripture after scripture
他给我章节再给我章节
And as he would give me the scripture He would say Now this is how we will pray over this scripture
他每一次给我一段经文的时候他就教我说现在这就是我们怎么样为以色列人祷告用这段经节
And we would both start weeping And both start pleading on behalf of Israel
然后呢我跟神呢就是两个人就一起开始为以色列人哭泣为以色列人代求
Then we would go to the next scripture and the next
然后我们就到了第二段的经文然后到第三段的经文
He taught me by that
他用这个过程呢来教导我
I must weep over the word
教导我我必须用哭泣来导读
If my tears for Israel would be over the word of God God would hear, he would answer and he would heal my people
也就是说如果 我在神的话语里头如果我是用眼泪 来读的话神就会听我的话然后他会来医治我的国人
So you can gather get a concordance get out scriptures all the scriptures you can find about God healing the nation of Israel in the last days
所以你可以用那个解经书或串书你去找出所有圣经上讲到哈神在末后的日子要医治以色列的这些经文
And pray those scriptures back to the Lord
然后你就把这些串书找出来之后用这些经文来祷告回去给我们的神
Because this is the day that God is going to bring those scriptures to pass
因为现今就是那个神要兑现这些经文的日子
Do you understand?
这样明白吗
Okay Now we're going to go to America
好我们接下来讲美国
Psalms 132
诗篇132篇
We're not going to read the Psalms because it's getting too late But I want you to jot it down
我要你就勾起来你要记得是诗篇132篇我们虽然没有时间念
We could talk about all the judgments that have been coming on America and will continue to come on America, but this night we're not going to talk about the Negis.
我们其实可以花很多时间来谈说那个即将要来的审判或者已经对美国进行了审判，但是今天晚上我们不准备花时间来讲这些负面的事情。
I get so many prophecies sent to me because of my calling.
因为我的这个神对我的呼召，所以有许许多多的这个信息送给我。
So-called prophets telling me, you know, prophetic words of doom and gloom against America.
他们跟我告诉我许许多多就是所谓的先知，他们说，神对美国的这个审判。
God's really angry with America, they say.
他们对我说，神实在是对美国非常的生气。
God's going to destroy this nation, they say.
他们说神呢要来消灭这个国家。
God's judgments are cycling out across our nation.
神的这个审判呢，确实是一波又一波的在我们这个国家出现。
But I want you to hear and listen to this very carefully.
但是我希望今天晚上你非常留神的听我要对你讲的话。
God's heart has not turned to wrath against America. Thank you.
God's heart has not.
His heart.
神的心并还没有要用这个愤怒来对付美国。
Like he loves Israel eternally.
就像他永恒里头爱以色列。
He loves America. Say God loves America.
我们一起说 God loves America. 神也爱美国。
Are we perfect?
我们是很完美吗？
We sure are not.
我们当然不是。
Thank you.But God has never loved anything because it's perfect.
神从来没有因为任何人或任何事是完美的，神才爱他，从来没有。
Am I right?
对吧
？I mean, He loves me.
你知道神爱我吗
？I'm not perfect.
我并不完美。
God has never loved anything because it's perfect.
神从来没有因为一个人或一件事情是完美的，他才去爱他。
God loves America because He set His heart on America.
神爱美国，因为神把他的心放在美国。
Now this is how these two subjects tie together.
这个美国跟以色列怎么样关联在一起呢
？God created America.
神建立美国这个国家。
The number one reason for Him creating America as a nation.
神创造美国这个国家的第一个首要的原因
is to watch over Israel.
就是为了要看顾以色列。
God knew that He was going to bring the nation of Israel to birth.
神心里清楚知道神要把以色列复国。
So He created America, put the heart of Christ in this nation.
因此神就创造美国这个国家，然后把基督的心放在这个国家里面。
And ordained that we would be a watcher, a keeper of the nation of Israel.
然后呢，就按立我们美国呢，成为以色列这个国家的守望者。
Because Israel would be a struggling young sibling nation.
因为呢，以色列呢会是一个很幼小，而且在努力挣扎着成长的我们的一个弟兄国。
That no nation on the earth would care about.
全世界没有一个国家会关怀这个刚刚出生的婴儿。
But the fact that America cares about Israel.
但是呢，这个美国却会关心以色列国的这个事实
is almost better than if the whole world cared about Israel.
事实上呢，比说全世界其他国家关怀以色列那要来得更好。
The nations of the world are very careful what they do regarding Israel because of America.
世界的列国呢，他们对以色列要做什么事情呢？他们必须要很小心，因为美国的缘故。
Am I telling you the truth?
这是事实吗？是的。
God created America first and foremost for Israel.
神创立美国最重要的原因是为了以色列国。
Secondly, because He ordained America to be a world missions nation.
第二个原因呢，是因为神按立美国做一个全球性的宣教差派国家。
So He created America to bless the church.
所以神创造了美国为的是要祝福教会。
He also created America, point three.
神创造美国的第三个原因呢
To be a father to the nations of the earth.
是为了让美国呢做世界上列国的父。
And although we have not done it perfectly, we've done it better than most.
虽然呢，我们这个父亲的角色呢做的并不非常的完美，但是我们比世界上其他任何的国家，大部分国家我们做的都好。
I didn't realize just how much this was true until we experienced 9/11.
我从前对这些事实呢并不够了解，一直到9/11事件发生之后。
I received emails from virtually peoples around the world.
我从全世界各地的人收到这个电子邮件。
People weeping, telling me that their nations were weeping for America.
太多的人告诉我说他们在哭泣，他们国家的人也为美国在哭泣。
Nations were praying for our country.
许许多的国家为我们的国家代祷。
So it helped me see. In fact, I received emails that ran through great long list of how America had blessed the nations of the earth.
我收到一些电子邮件给我非常大的长的清单，告诉我说美国这个国家曾经怎么样来祝福过世界上其他的国家们。
So we've been a little more successful at this fatherhood business than I thought.
所以呢，我们这一个在世界上扮演父亲照顾的角色呢，事实上比我个人所了解的还做得好一些。
God says, I have chosen America to be my dwelling place.
神说他拣选美国做神他所居住的地方。
Upon this nation I have set my heart to settle my glory.
在这一个国家我心中已下过决心，我要把我的荣耀居停在这个国家上。
Through America, he is once again going to bless the nations of the earth by his glory.
再一次神会使用美国来透过美国用他的荣耀来祝福世上的诸国。
When America fails, what is the church's job?
当美国如果失败的时候，教会应该做什么？
Not to condemn America.
不是来宣判跟论断美国。
But to weep for America.
应该要为美国来哭泣。
We ask God to have mercy and compassion upon our nation.
我们要来求我们的神对我们的国家有怜悯，要有恩慈。
And to forgive us of those things which offend him.
要我们要为美国来求说，求神来原谅我们那些冒犯神的事情。
And then we begin to intercede against those things.
然后我们就开始来代祷，来挪去这些事情。
Ask him to free our nation from the perversion of these things.
以至于我们能够帮助我们的国家从这些事情的负面效果里头来被释放出来。
And according to Psalm 132, which Jesus Christ gave to me himself,
根据诗篇132篇，也就是耶稣基督他亲自给我的这一段经文。
Build his tabernacle in this nation and settle his glory upon us.
他把他的帐幕建在这个国家，然后他把他的荣耀停在这个帐幕里。
So there you have it, Israel and America.
所以我刚才已经说清楚了，这就是以色列和美国。
Israel needs our intercessions now more than ever before in history.
以色列比历史上的任何一个时刻更需要我们为他们代祷。
America needs our intercessions now more than ever before in history.
美国需要我们为他代祷是远超过历史上任何一个时刻。
So let's stand.
所以我们站起来。
Okay, tonight for this first part, I'm not going to lead out in prayer like I did the last time I was here.
今天晚上这个第一部分呢，我不会像上次一样，我来带领这个祷告。
But I want you, as the Holy Spirit stirs in your heart, to begin to speak out prayers of intercession for Israel.
我希望你们当中呢，可以随着圣灵对你们的感动呢，一个接着一个的能够开始为以色列做代祷。
While the rest of us pray in our prayer language, in the spirit.
然后其他的人呢，在我们的方言或在灵里头，我们来祷告。
Do you understand what I'm asking?
这样清楚吗？
Raise your hand if you do.
清楚请举手。
That's good enough.
好。
So, sensitize your heart to the Lord.
现在我们把我们的心呢，预备好对主来敏感。
Everyone begin to pray.
每一个人呢，在你自己位上，你就开始来祷告。
And as the Lord stirs your heart, then speak out loud and clear prayers over Israel.
然后当你觉得就神来激动你的心的时候，那你就开声把为以色列的祷告来扬声带我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。Crese viridri bevoko bevor drobetere shandoro to bevelekitgerishe blekdova.Cross of Lekata Bereshalo, Korodre Veritaria Petel, Aran Singarito Bever, Ribavoko Bovordra Batasan,
O Lord, bless Israel with your light.
主啊，来祝福以色列，用你的大能。主啊，
bless Israel with your righteousness, O God.
主啊，用你的公义来祝福以色列。
Bring Israel forth into full sonship, O God. Thank you, Father.
Okay, we're going to change streams now and we're going to begin to pray for America, but I want to share something with you. The Lord spoke to me as you were praying for Israel. He said, if intercessors among the Chinese people will begin to raise their voice on behalf of Israel, I will double my blessings upon the Chinese church. Because I have promised in my word that those who bless Israel will be blessed by me. So as you begin to pray for Israel, pray that the revelation of Israel's position will spread throughout the Chinese church. And that God will raise up intercessors throughout the Chinese church for Israel. You will draw upon your heads, not only in this country, but in China also, the blessings of the Father for doing this. Now, I'm a child of Abraham. By flesh and blood. And by the Spirit. So I have the God-ordained place to speak the Abrahamic covenant or the Abrahamic blessings upon you for your intercessions of Israel. So the Lord spoke to me that before we began to pray for America, that I am to bless you for your intercessions for my people. So in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bless you with the blessings of heaven above. I bless you with the blessings of the earth beneath. I bless you with the favor of man. I bless you with the prosperity that was promised upon Abraham. I bless you with all of the blessings that God conferred upon Abraham for your intercessions for God's people. So now we are going to pray for America. And we're going to do the same thing that we just finished doing. We'll begin to intercede. And then as you receive something from the Lord, speak it out. Lord, let your mercy come upon America. Let your mercy come upon this nation, Father, in the blindness that this nation is walking in. Let your mercy cover, Lord.
主啊，我求你的怜悯来遮盖这个国家。
Send your forgiveness, Father, from shore to shore for our short-sightedness and our ignorance.
主啊，我们因为无知跟短见所犯的错误，求你来原谅。
Awaken this nation to righteousness, O God.
主啊，再把这个国家带回真公义的道路上。
Awaken this nation to holiness, O God.
主啊，把这个国家叫醒，让我们恢复在这个圣洁里头。
Awaken this nation to the sound of the trumpet, O God.
主啊，主啊，用你的脚声来把我们呼醒。
O America, awaken, 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 awaken to righteousness. Awaken, awaken, America, awaken to righteousness.
醒起啊，醒起啊，醒起啊！美国啊，兴起啊！
Will turn back to the Lord. May the United States be a country of blessing forever.
Thank you, Lord.